Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Urban Vibe podcast. I am Juliana, and today I am with
Vic,
Linnell,
and Steven.
And today we are going to introduce to you guys our Urban Vibe team. So, Vic, do you want to go ahead and just share a little bit about your major and your hometown, like where you're from and whatnot?
Yeah, I'm Vic. Right now I'm studying in the journalism pathway, but I'm pretty open to like switching it later. And I'm originally from Georgia, but now I live on the South Side.
Cool. How long have you been in Iowa?
Since 2014.
Okay. Linnell?
Hi, I'm Linnell, and I'm getting a liberal arts degree. My hometown is Chicago, Illinois, and I've been here since 1991.
Okay.
About 33 years now.
All right, Steven?
What's up, y'all? This is Steven. My hometown is Des Moines. My major is journalism, simply because I love reading and I love expanding my mind.
Awesome. And I'm Joanna again, and my major is journalism. It's a journalism transfer degree, but I'm also doing a bunch of business classes so that when I transfer, I'm going to add on economics as another degree. And I'm originally from Iowa, born and raised in Mason City, but then I've been living in the Des Moines metro area for about 3 years. So now we're going to move on to your time at DMAC. So what brought you to DMAC? What are your like plans and goals here? What do you just enjoy about being here at DMAC?
I can start that off.
Okay.
My dad was the reason why I came to DMAC, because I didn't know that you were able to do so much in such a little time, meaning you could be here for like 2 years and still learn a lot. And seeing him graduate was what motivated me to, you know, try my best and, you know, be his graduation status, if that makes sense. So
I love that. Do you have, like, what's something that you really enjoy about DMAC? Like, what brought you here? Or you mentioned your dad brought you here, but what was it that really stood out about DMAC?
I say the freedom you have, because, I mean, you can find that anywhere. But at DMAC, it's very, very diverse, and how everything is on your own timing. And that whatever, that you basically call the shots, you know, the ball's in your court. But don't let that be an excuse. Be wise with what you do and just, yeah, you have the freedom to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I like about DMAC. There's a lot of flexibility with it. And I don't know if you, Linnell and Vic have like found that out here too, but you can just, even if you don't know what you want to get into, or else even if you do know what you want to get into and you want to try something else, I like how at DMAC you can figure that out and at a pretty like low cost versus at a four-year college. If you pour money into or decide to take a class or something like that that's not related to your degree, it costs a lot more, and it's just, I don't know, I feel like easier at DMAC.
Right.
But so what about for you, Linnell? What brought you here?
I would say 2020 COVID,
mm-hmm.
when the world shut down for that small amount of time. I'm a salon owner, so it shut down as well. Afterwards, I decided to come back to school. I chose DMAC here at Urban because it's very diverse. I wanted to be amongst people like me and just everyone. What are some of the things I like about DMAC? They strive for diversity, even though we're losing our DEI. There's a team here that's still believe in it, so I'm sure we'll continue to follow up.
And how long have you been here?
I would say this is my last semester. I graduate in May, so I'm at the end of my program here.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Vic, how long have you been here? And what brought you to DMAC?
It's my first year. I feel super old. I know that sounds silly, but I feel super old being 27 and being a freshman again. But this is my first class in person. I've done everything online. Like you said, DMAC's been pretty flexible. So having online courses as a full-time working mother has been very helpful. But it's time to grow up, get a big girl job, have a decent career in front of me so I can watch my kids and give them any opportunity they need later on. And then with my goals, you know, I kind of hit the ground running for freshman year. Like, I've been honors now and a part of a lot of different coalition's not the word, but I'm doing a lot of stuff this year. I haven't been quite involved, this involved with in like community life in a while. So it's glad to get back out there and act like a human again.
That's awesome. Yeah, for me, like being a journalism major and then also knowing that when I transfer to a four-year school, I want to add on a major in economics. I'm kind of involved in like a lot of things with writing and media. And then I'm also involved in like FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America. So like a business club and just a lot of different things. And that's what I've really enjoyed at DMAC. I never planned on coming to DMAC. I actually planned on going straight into a four-year school and then decided to try it out for a year and liked it so much I came back for a second. So yeah, I'm here. And then I plan on transferring to Drake University in the fall of 2025. So this is my last semester here, but I've been grateful to be here and I don't think I'd trade it for honestly anything. So yeah. What about for Vic? Well, Vic and I talked a little bit about goals. Steven, do you guys want to share like what you either plan on goals that you have for the rest of this school year or what you want to do after you graduate school? And if you don't have an idea, that's fine too.
My future goals, I have already started them. I'm part of Citizens for Community Improvement.
Okay.
So with my writing, I want to incorporate that into underprivileged areas.
Yes. I love that. Steven?
For me, I'd say I've always wanted to become an author growing up as a kid. And I seen something earlier this morning that said, you know, because we're all in our 20s or and above. And one thing that people like to stereotype upon us is that once you hit your 20s, you have to have your life figured out. And the post that I just mentioned, it said that it's not always finding what you want. It's just reliving what you wanted as a child. And as a kid, you know, I love writing and I always want to become an author. And, you know, be 20, not being an adult. I have the, you know, adaptability to apply that to my life and start that now. If that makes sense to you.
That does, yeah. That's really good. I like that. I feel like, yeah, there is such a, I'm only a couple years out of high school, so there is like a lot of pressure on people coming out to have everything figured out. And it's okay to not and just to, yeah, learn, experience things. And I think that's honestly the best way to figure things out is just by living life. And so.
What would you say you experienced from high school crossing over to college?
Yeah, I did. So when I was younger, I was involved a lot in like debate. And then I did a lot with writing as well. And so just those opportunities really helped me figure out what I wanted to do. Because I want to go to college, get my bachelor's degree, and then go to law school. And those things in high school really helped me decide what I wanted to do. But if I hadn't experienced some of that, I don't think I would have been like, oh, this is something that I want to do. So
that's true.
Yeah. So for another question that we have is a fun fact about, it could be about anything, just any fun fact about yourself that you guys want to share. Oh,
very good fun fact.
Okay.
I just got my first fur baby. I've never had an animal, a pet. I've raised a family of four children, so he has been super special, very therapeutic, very. So that's my fun.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Is it a cat or a dog?
He's a dog. He's a chihuahua and weenie mix.
I was going to say, you seem like the type that would have a small, like, little dog.
It's my first dog. I've always been scared. So I needed something.
Diva movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I can see that for you.
Paris Hilton 2000s.
Yes. That is how he's treated.
Steven, Vic?
My fun fact is, after writing a real list of goals for the future, is I think I want to eventually try to get published and get New York bestseller, that, you know, you see it on the Oprah Winfrey Show, or some kind of recognition. The published author is pretty cool, but like awards, you know, some kind of accolade later.
Yeah, that's fun.
That'd be crazy, you know. See, now I see you on TV, and be like, I went to school with her.
That was awesome. I think we're all at some point going to see each other our writing.
We're forever connected.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Steven?
Fun fact. I'm pretty much a simple person, you know what I'm saying? I'd say if it's not reading or drawing, I like doing stuff like this because it really not only does it leave opportunities, but it leaves way for new voices, you know, like giving people opportunities to speak upon how they view things or what their mindset is like, because that's one thing I really like is someone's mindset. So yeah, I'd definitely say this is a fun fact to me.
Okay.
How about you?
Oh, that's hard. I'm trying to think what is a good, like, fun fact.
You gotta think.
Yeah.
Especially on the spot.
I know. I should have. This was a question where I knew I would struggle with the most. But I guess a fun fact. Well, let's go along the animal lines. Since Linnell was talking about her new pet. I had a pet rabbit when I was younger for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
His name was Rhesus because he was white and he had like brown spots, and it was brown, like the same shade as the peanut butter and Rhesus peanut butter cups. So, cute. So that's how he got his name. What's the name of your pet? You didn't.
So I just lost my husband of 28 years and his name was Stuart. That's our last name.
Yeah.
The dog is named Stewie.
Oh,
a lot of people kind of cross him over with a cartoon of
Family Guy,
Big Head, Stewie, and I'm like, no. Remember, I don't watch TV, so I had no clue. I had to Google it.
Yes,
he's Stewie from my husband's last name, Stuart.
That's so sweet. I like that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that anyone wants to add? Other fun facts? Any stories or?
Testimonies,
yeah.
There has been a lot of resources at DMACC I've really enjoyed. Mm. So that's been a pretty big positive. I don't think I would have continued if not so many teachers had reached out and been like, use this, do this this way. My first semester I did college experience class. I don't know. Mm. That's something everybody has to do.
Yep.
But I'm so glad I took it the first semester.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, well, I guess if you took it like your last semester, like all that stuff isn't usable, but it really opened me up to what I could actually achieve at DMACC. And it seems like prior to this year, they were doing everything they could to elevate as many people as they could within reach. And now, like Linnell said, there is like certain groups of people that are still actively working towards that. But it's going to be interesting how much DMACC changes in the next 3-4 years.
Resources you guys or have you guys used what DMACC, like whether that's the Academic Achievement Center or just building off of your like relationships with professors, what have you found to be the most helpful or valuable?
I would say the help from the professors.
Mm-hmm.
Just the time I've been here and just bumping into walls or not getting it. Each and every one, I cannot name a professor that wasn't willing to tell me, meet me in my office, I have 20 minutes. For the diversity here is phenomenal. I would say I am the president of the Black Student Alliance and part of TRIO and a member of PTK, which is, you guys are all aware of those. And just being in those groups and SAC, student activity.
Oh, yeah.
Just being in those groups and seeing how they really beautify DMACC at this urban campus, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I recommend anyone that come to DMACC, come over and get the urban vibe, and not our group, but our group as well.
Yeah.
But just come over here and see what we're doing over here, and you'll get that warm touch.
Yeah, I think urban, it does very much have its own. But yeah, it's just very different, I would say, from the other campus.
Similarly, I also have been in TRIOs. In my college experience class is what made me give me the opportunity to join. One of their counselors was my teacher. So she was like, I think you need to be in this, depending on what I was submitting in that class about, you know, because in that class, you go over your goals, you go over your circumstances while in college, which I think is actually a big deterrent to people actually graduating, is that they start, get partially finished, and either something happens or they lose their job or somebody gets sick or they run out of money. And TRIOS is a good way to, if you're, I think the word is eligible, they are there to help you like figure out those things. So that was very, very helpful to get in there. I think today is the first time I go to a GSA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to figure out if that's something I want to be a part of, which I used to do in like high school. And I think it's very, like I said, I feel old. I feel like a mummy amongst all these younger people. But I'm excited to see what that has to offer, because I do think there's probably been some strides in the 10 years I've been not in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see that kind of stuff. College level thinking, college level active, being active in the community. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing the In My Boots 5K with another teacher from Boone to help unhouse veterans and also the homeless people in Des Moines. So there's also that. I've gotten a lot done for somebody who's not done anything in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah, to triple onto your thought, let's say the Academic Achievement Center or AAC, they're very, very willing to help us out and always open to reach out their hand for us. And the best part about it is it's all free. You know, it doesn't cost anything to learn. I think that's what us as college students could take and grasp onto whenever we need help, that, you know, it doesn't cost anything to learn.
Yeah, I would say for me, my biggest thing, like Lynnell was saying, was the professors. Like, I have not had a single professor who I've struggled with or anything like that. I feel like I've just had a positive experience with each of them. So that's what I appreciate here at DMAC, because they are, I feel like, very student focused. And I think most students feel that if they're involved in trying to learn, they'll see that their professors are there for them. And then, like Stephen was saying, the AAC has been a huge help. I haven't used it for a lot of things, but I remember my first semester here, like I took statistics, and that was something that was really new to me. And I was just, it was helpful going into them, because they didn't try to give me the answers or anything like that. They just helped me figure out what it was that I was struggling with it, and then helped me learn how to overcome them and to get better. And I ended up coming out of that class with a high A. So yeah, they're very helpful, and they truly are there to help you, and they want to help you. It's not just something that they're doing because they have to do. It's something that they want to help with.
And they're always positive too. They're always positive. Whenever they see students walk in, they're like, their smile just goes from cheek to cheek, you know, because they're always willing to help us out.
Yeah. I remember one, I don't remember what class, I think it was for business calculus last semester, and I went in to the Academic Achievement Center, and I had literally every single teacher in that room like turned over to me and were like, you know, how can we help you? And at one point I had like three different professors, all from different areas of school, around me, and they were all trying to figure out this problem together. So yeah, they're very helpful, and it's nice that DMAC's able to offer these resources, because you go to like a university such as Iowa State or Iowa, and you're just not going to have help like that.
When I use the Academic Achievement Center, I do it for writing, because there's kind of a line when asking for help, I feel, from professors. Yeah, I've had great experiences with my professors with help, and they're always down to help me, however. But I do feel like there's a little bit of like, there's kind of like a hierarchy of what you need to do to help yourself beforehand. So actually write your own paper. Don't use any outside tools. I think that there's a lot of options right now for proofreading online with AI. I don't like using it, and I don't think you should in an academic setting, so I don't. But I know that I'm faced up, or I don't like to say that we're competing with each other as students, but there is like a little bit of a, there's A students, there's B students, there's C students. And A students have different opportunities because they are A students. So having academic integrity to me is very important. And that's, I fill in my, what other people may use like Grammarly for, I use the Academic Achievement Center for, because they have a set rules. They know what they're doing. And they're helpful. They are very positive. If I ask a question, like, how do you think my tone is in this? Even if that's not part of their job, they're always willing to help us. So that's a good part about using the Academic Achievement Center. I don't think you could use it for super in-depth things. So if you were like in your last semester, I don't know if there's anything you have to do close to what you would have to do as a four-year student to graduate. I don't know if you have to submit very intense theses or video projects, but I feel like there's other avenues to get those checked here. So even if you can't use the programs in place, there's another program. You just have to be able to find it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you can get help with all of that down at the AAC.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or
if not, they'll send you to the computer lab or, you know, different areas.
So it's a good starting point for all of
that. Great starting point.
Like a branch off.
Yeah.
Go from one place to another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have another fun fact.
Yeah. Go ahead and share it.
I came to college, two-year college, at 50 years old.
I love that.
Yes. The diversity I've seen, and I'm almost at the top, but I've seen some older students. I will tell you one thing that I do enjoy about being around younger adults, the level of their brain, the activity of it, the different thought. Because, you know, of course, I have one thinking, I have a certain thinking pattern. But these younger students, they like the one words. The words were not. Or, you know, the generations have changed. So that has been a good fun fact. And it's been so bomb. Actually, I think it's taken 20 years off my life. So when you leave here and you feel 17... Don't blame D-Mac.
Well, yes. I think that is a really good point, though. And
it's so diverse here.
It is so diverse. There's so many different ages. And I think with different ages, different generations and things like that, they all bring in different perspective.
Yes.
And I think that really benefits like the conversations in the classroom, just the different ideas that are brought to the table versus like, if I would have gone straight into Drake, I'd be with students my age, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's something, I think, valuable about being in a classroom with people of all different backgrounds and ages and things like that. So that's something that I think is so incredible about
this. Especially with the different Black history being taken away or just other experiences being taken out of the school books, the textbooks. Vic, you have so much experience you can bring to the table being an older student that benefit all these guys here. As to myself and also you know, and you're pretty experienced to be a couple of years out of high school. So, yeah, that's that diversity we need.
I think we also live in an age where that's going to continue to happen. I think everybody lives through history, but in 1950, when you went to high school and a president got elected, you didn't start feeling the ramifications of that president for a couple of years. Even if it's 10, 20 years, policy used to take longer. It used to not cover such a wide basis. I watched that switch growing up. I was, I think, 9 years old when Obama got elected. I lived in Southern Georgia. I saw it. And it was like almost a empathy building moment. And I think a bunch of kids back then saw that and were very much not excited like we were back then. We're very much not excited. So we just got to keep on going. And with the troubles that TMAC is facing, I think that this is the right campus to kind of throw back in everybody's faces. And be like, no, or aggressively comply. So even if they say you can't say DEI, we'll find another word. We'll do something else. Or we'll meet off campus. And then if people want to get mad, then we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Because I've not seen anybody here without attitude. I haven't talked to one teacher without attitude. So we'll see where it goes.
You have to go back to diversity. I feel like one good example is the room right now, you know, the people who are speaking, you know, different voices, different ages, and there's different, ethnicities. I said it right?
Yep.
Ethnicities. So, and also going with the nose pump, that I could just go to show that you're never too old to get an education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. I think there's, that's something that's going to make, like, even this semester with our Urban Vibe team, like, very unique and special, is that we're all going to be bringing different ideas to the table. And we can't wait for all of you guys to read and hear about it. So,
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. I think that's all we have for today. But be on the lookout for other content that we will have coming your way this semester.
Because we only get just getting started.
We are.